So I'm here in Colmar, it's next to Strasbourg. There's an airport here, but what's more important, look at that, Isis, there she is, look at that. And so Bartholdi, he lived in Colmar and he was a Freemason, and I think it was in 1886 he went to Egypt for inspiration, and when he came back with this here. People say this is the light bearer, so that means Lucifer, but do you see any light? I don't see any light, there is no light, but what I do see, it's supposed to be like represent fire. So that's because of the four elements which are in the statue integrated. That's why there are the seven rays, and the seven rays is the number of a pyramid. I already told you so. The square and compass, the square, it stands for the number four. They're the four elements. You see, there's a lot of air here. There's fire. There's earth, you know, just standing on this thing here. And there should be water. Oh yeah, there's a big lake next to it. Oh, that's the water. But of course in New York, there's a lot of water around it. So the four elements, they are there. And that's the, with the number four, number three, you can make a pyramid, because the square stands for number four. There are four sides in it. And the sides, it's a triangle. So it stands for the number three. For Isis, Horus, and Seth. So Isis is here. Horus is always everywhere. Seth, with his Seth on, or Satan, he's supposed to be everywhere. And probably, well, this here is the new world order, the new system, which is a horizontal rule. I already explained it to you dozens of times. In the aristocracy, there was a law which was called the primogeniture, that only the firstborn son, he would get everything. But there was also second, third and fourth sons, and they wanted to rule as well. So for them there was nothing. So that's why there were so many conspiracies, like in the castle, you know, to get the power. A lot of backstabbings, poisonings. And for them there was a tradition to go into a monastery, because the firstborn son, he didn't want them anymore in the castle. So he threw them out. And there were only three things in the Middle Ages. The aristocracy, the church and the people. And of course they didn't want to hide among the people, because you have to work, you know, and be in the cow shit and pig shit up to your neck. And an aristocrat doesn't work. And so they went into a monastery, and at a certain moment there were so many in the monastery, they said, we're in a monastery, which is a temple of God. And so we are the Templars, and we're going to make a new system that every one of us can be the king for a period of 4, 5 or 7 years, which became a horizontal rule, and it's in the book. It's all this, the description of it is in the book. I don't know what it says here. The 4th of July, yeah. Well, that's when the American New World Order took place, and they like chased away the firstborn son. That's the English king, yeah. See, I get it. That's why Mr. Trump, he can't do what he wants, because there's always the Senate and the Congress to say, no, Donald, we all rule together. Yeah, and so actually this is the sun, Horus is this here, the book, the new world order, and the new man as well. That's why we had so many world wars, you know, to raise man new from scratch, and not anymore after the image of God. There was no more tradition from a father to a son, and the children were risen, you know, by the telly and only by the mothers, like, you know, you see what I mean. So this is the seven rays. Actually, the seven rays stands for a pyramid, and it stands for the square and compass. Just like Skull and Bones, which is 3, 2, 2. If you add it up, you get to number 7. And they put the G in the middle of the square and compass, which is happens to be the seventh letter as well. So, but look at the face. Is that a woman? Hey mate, it's a bloke. It's a bloody homo, isn't it? Well, this is Seth at the same time. It's Isis and it's Seth. You know, because the women, they have an alliance with the devil. Just like in the Bible with Adam and Eve, you know. Because there was the first rite, you know, the Ius Primae Noctis in the Middle Ages. You know, she had, on the first night of her marriage, she had to sleep with the Lord in the castle. And he really, you know, shagged her, you know what I mean? And many women, they didn't like it, you know, they burned them later on, the ones who didn't want to go into this collaboration with the evil ones, with the pharaohs, actually. Because the aristocracy, they're from Pharaoh. So they, you know, they thought, well, you know, well, some of them said, well, after all, it was not so bad. He was a prince, after all. He got some wine, you know, he was smelling good. So there was an alliance took place. This is the real story of Adam and Eve, actually. Our women, they're not real women anymore. They have an alliance with the aristocracy due to this, yeah? So this is what the seven rays mean. It means Isis, Horus, and Seth for the three here. And water, fire, air, and and earth for the other four, which is the base of a pyramid, and the three stands for the side of a pyramid. So with this, you know, and the name of this guy here in Colmar, actually this is Route de Strasbourg, going to Strasbourg, where there's the European Parliament. From here to there, it's going to the European Parliament, where they rule Europe. It looks like the Babylon Tower. And they have a very important school. I filmed that one, where the French president was in it. It's in a former Templar's commandery. It's called LENA, l'École Nationale de l'Administration. Even foreign presidents, they get taught here how to lie to us, because the word parliament is from the French parler et mentir, to talk and to lie. You remember Lafayette, you know, the American New World Order has nothing to do with Illuminati or all that, you know. The Illuminati is just one of the older Freemason lodges. But this one here, who gave this Statue of Liberty to the US, they are far more dangerous. It's the French Freemason Lodge, Voltaire et les Neuf Sœurs. And yeah, well, let's go back to my backpack. Oh yeah, what I wanted to tell you, the guy's name is Bartholdi. He's here from Colmar, which is actually Swiss territory here, because the Swiss mercenaries, they murdered everybody in this region in the 30-year war from 1618 to 1648. And they are like ethnic Swiss here, and his name was Frederick August Bartholdi, probably an ethnic Swiss as well. And Frederick, because of the emperor, the German emperor Frederick the Great, who was a homo, he liked to rape young German soldiers in one war after another, and he was Hitler was a big fan of his, you know. He always walked around with a painting of Fritz the Faggot, how they call them, the Germans, they call him Fritz the Faggot, yeah. And August, it's a Roman emperor, yeah, you get it, probably another homo. It's all homos, isn't it? Yeah. Ah, the Australia just passing by. Yeah, just like this one here, they're all homos. That's why he put it in it, you know, a woman, Isis, with a man's face. They're all homos. They're all sick. Yeah. It's a man. It looks like the same face like the Nazis use, you know, like, you know, putting your hands up like this, yeah. Oh, what a world we live in, eh? So the French, the word Statue of Liberty, it comes from the French slogan, Liberté, Fraternité, Égalité after the French Revolution. Actually, the New World Order in the US was founded before the French, a couple of years later. It was French Revolution, the French New World Order. The New World Order was in 1789, and the American one was in 1776, as we all know. And so they said, Liberté, Fraternité, Égalité. That is why the name, the Statue of Liberty, derives from. So that means liberty. Now we all, including the second, third, and the fourth sons of the aristocracy, we all have the liberty to be the king for a period of 4, 5, or 7 years. 4 in America and 5 in France, the quinquennat. And fraternité, fraternity, we have no more internal wars. We're all the same, you know, égalité, equality. So, well, we can all be the king for 4, 5, or 7 years, yeah? You get it? It's still the aristocracy ruling. And they found out 6 years ago with the genetic analysis, the DNA, that more than 50% of the Europeans, and the Yanks as well probably, they have the pharaonic genetics in them. How is this possible? Egypt over there, this is France. Well, it's quite easy. It's because they use prime noctis. On the first night of the marriage in the Middle Ages, this aristocracy who always ruled and terrorized us for thousands of years. So, they are pharaohs. They injected their pharaonic genetics in the whole of our women. You see it? Fire in the hole, yeah? There we go. Fire in the hole. Yeah, that's her. Probably doesn't have a hole. Only in the backside, eh? A homo face with a... And it's a man, you know? It makes me sick, eh? So it's not only the seven rays, the holy number of the pyramid and the Freemasons, the square and compass, adding up to 7G, 322, skull and bones. Here in the Swiss buffer zone. If you go that way, you get to Switzerland. And if you go that way, you get to Strasbourg. You know, Switzerland rules the world. Don't forget it. This is the sisters of ISIS. You know? I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh, gosh. Seven. Yeah, what was it? Seven. The holy number. Oh, I forgot it. Sorry. Here's a commemoration thing here. There he is. Hey, Swissy. Of course it's a Swissy. You know, like holding the world domination. It's sort of a museum there. It's how they build it. Well, you all know this, yeah. Les étapes de la construction. Mr. Frédéric Auguste Barthold. Oh, his first name is Neiner, yeah. And here's some the logo of Colmar. This is where I'm standing at. So here's the text. You can all read it here. There you go. So it was in all the big talk here. Bunch of liars. The independence of the United States. Oh, God, get out of here. Yeah, independence from the firstborn son, eh? We've got the new system. The New World Order. So I'm standing here in the Swiss buffer zone all around Switzerland. It's Vorarlberg in Austria, Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria in Germany. Oh, look at that. It's a pyramid passing by. Yeah, yeah. Colmar, Champagne. Yeah, it's all Freemason stuff here. Look, there's another pyramid here. It's a hotel. It's all over. I'm pretty sure if I go dig around here, but I'm tired, you know, I've been walking with all 30 Ks around my neck. There's some more pyramids here. There's another logo of Colmar. I'm pretty sure if I walk around here, I'll find obelisks. I'll find the whole bloody thing as usual. Yeah. We're being ruled by pharaohs, and Switzerland is their base. Now, wakey, wakey, wakey. This is not the light bearer. It's one of the four elements, the fire. This is the fire, this is the air, this is the earth, and there's a big lake next to it. In New York, you won't find the water very far away, right? That's what it means. Oh, yeah. And the light bearer, you know, there's a place called Switzerland within Switzerland. It's called Liechtenstein. It means the stone of light, which is probably really the center of the center of evil. Tax evasion, well, you name it, everything. Yeah, go on, seagulls, you go and shit on it. Yeah, go on, go shit on the lady. Liechtenstein, the stone of light, Illuminati. Yeah, if you're looking for Illuminati, but I tell you, it's just one of them. There's so many lodges. So it's a bit hard, you know, to get in the middle. I'd like to see if it's octagon. But yeah, I don't want to get run over here. It's a lot of traffic. And it's the end of the day. They all want to get home, you know. And hello, darling. You put the telly on, all right? Already? Yeah. Wow. So they're all nervous, they want to go home, they're all frustrated, you know. But this is a bloke, eh? This is not a woman. I saw these things like in Nuremberg with the Nazis, you know. If you put a helmet on it, you know, and then like Sieg Heil, you know, you get the same face. Right. It's a bloke. You know, just by looking around here, it says the Sun King. Yeah. Prestige, le roi soleil. Yeah, well, just by looking around, you know, if somebody would drive me around, I've really got a pain in my leg, you know, I would dig deeper in it, but I'm really tired. You know, I'm sleeping rough all the time outside since 2 years, and so somebody help me, and we do some more, eh? Well, you know what, go dig, yeah, dig it. So that's the new world order, Horus. So that's the back side of it. The hair knot. Samurai stuff. And so this thing is inspired by Egypt. And of course it's July, like in July 4th, it's seven rays here. It's 1776, another 2 sevens, and it's all over the numerology in the statue itself. It takes too long to call it all out, you know. But so I'm going to hitchhike here. Oh, bloody hell, how am I going to do this? So you wish me luck, eh? Two Frenchies knocked on each other there. Little accident. Oh, ladies. Wow. Okay, bye-bye Farah. So here am I, hitchhiking here. Oh, there we go. Nobody's stopping. I wish me luck, they're all going that fast. I have to stop in the grass here. There's some holes in it. Okay, who takes me hitchhiking? Yo, look, there's another hitchhiker. Yeah, she's got her thumb up as well. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's hitchhike together, eh? So the Statue of Liberty also stands, you know, it's a woman with a man's head. It all also stands for the alliance our women have with Pharaoh. It's also, in a manner of speaking, it's Eve. See what I mean? I have to shout this so... such a noise here, nobody's taking me. And it's also the Horus Matrix killing of, you know, of our sons, and killing of man, so they can't raise their sons. That's all what it means, everything, you know. It's a horrible symbol. It is very evil.